Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marty Griffin. Hey, something kind of stuck in my craw. What is your craw, man? Do you know? Noel? Noel's here today. Do you know? Do you know what a craw is? You know, somebody says, stuck in my craw. Do you have any idea, Noah?
No.
I don't respond to Noel.
Is it in the dictionary, craw? Stuck in my craw? Huh?
I'll look it up.
All right. The woman who called and said, I listen to you every day. We used to love you, but because you don't like Trump, we don't like you. And Rich Fitzgerald and Bill Peduto, all they ever talk about are gays and lesbians. That's the caller that represents Trump's angry base. That's disturbing to me. For so many reasons. I'm not going to dwell on it extensively, but I have to address it. First of all, Bill Peduto gets picked on about bike lanes. What?
A craw is the stomach of an animal.
Come on in here. This is stuck in my craw. Noah did some research, as we knew he would. What is a craw?
Apparently, the craw is a stomach of an animal. So to say it's stuck in your craw, it means, you
stuck
know,
in your stomach.
Yeah,
it's
you got
bugging you.
Yeah, it's hurting your gut.
How do you
I guess.
Spell craw?
C-R-A-W.
Nice. Thanks, brother.
Yep.
Love him. For that woman who said, we used to really enjoy your show. She was leading to abusing me. It just took too long for her to get there. But she finished off her moment by saying that all Bill Peduto and Rich Fitzgerald do support gays and lesbians. It's just wrong. It's not even disingenuous. It's a lie. You know, it's fantastic. It's along the lines of the piece on the front page of the New York Times this weekend about Trump, that he lies so much, flat out lies, that you don't know whether he's lying or whether he doesn't know or whether he wants to lie or whether he's trying to make a point by exaggerating or whether he's kidding. That woman was lying. To say that all Rich Fitzgerald and Bill Peduto care about are gays and lesbians. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Bill Peduto has traveled the world actually branding Pittsburgh. Put our name on the map. One of the billion-dollar companies that we have here now in the driverless technology area, and including increase in representation in Google and Uber, I'm told by insiders, has a lot to do with Peduto bringing Pittsburgh, the name, to the masses. Just saying. Point number two regarding Rich Fitzgerald. I've known him since I was, I'm thinking 13, maybe 14. We've never talked about gays and lesbians. Not that that would be bad. He's very supportive of all folks who care about this community. He goes to roughly Rich Fitzgerald 5 meetings a day with community leaders and different organizations in an effort to help. And alone, just look what they've done with the airport in terms of the increase in flights and traffic. So to suggest that all Rich Fitzgerald and Bill Peduto care about is gays and lesbians represents what I don't like today in this place and time about angry Americans. Look, you have a right to opine, but to flat out lie and to have that sort of anger. So what she's saying is she doesn't like gays and lesbians, she doesn't like Fitzgerald and Peduto, and she doesn't like me because I don't love Trump. She was about to say Trump's wonderful. Good luck with that. Hey, George, go ahead.
Hi, Marty. Hey, I'm an ex-policeman, and my wife's a teacher, and we both think it's a horrible idea. But I was reading something about a month ago or so about the military, how they have terms for everything, like, you know, the guy who works in an office says he's signing a seat with his butt, things like that.
Right.
Well, the military has a little term that they use for when guns go off accidentally in offices, and I guess it happens so often. Can't remember the exact terms, like a desk rocket or an office bomb or something like that. But here's guys who are highly trained in handling weapons. And, you know, they have a sidearm. They work in their office, and it goes off so often that, you know, it's well known throughout the military.
They have a term for it. It happens so much they have a term for it.
Yes, that's correct.
And your wife's a teacher. This must scare the daylights out of her.
Oh, of course it does. She doesn't want any parts of guns, but doesn't want to be around them. It's just, the idea is just ridiculous.
And you're a retired police officer. Why is it so disturbing to you to think about having 700,000 teachers with guns, sir?
Well, it's the same thing. You know, I mean, we never had any issues with accidental shootings when I was a policeman, but it happens all the time, not only in the military, but throughout the police forces around the country, too.
Thank you.
Just a bad idea, the armed teachers.
Thank you. He's right. Hey, Pete, go ahead, Monroeville.
Hey, I got a perfect scenario for Marty. You know, some of these high school kids are pretty big. Now, you got one of them that's a little bit unbalanced. He wants to do a lot of damage, but he can't really get a gun into school. The fastest way to get it in there is take it off a teacher and brought it in for him.
By the way, several hundred thousand teachers are assaulted every year by kids as young as second grade. As young as second grade. You take a big 6 foot 15-year-old who's in the middle of a fight that the teacher's trying to break up, and he has the gun on his waistband. It's tragic what could happen.
So you got a middle-aged teacher out of shape, and he's got a .40 caliber strapped on his backside, and he's coming up against this kid, strong as a bull, and he's gonna get himself a gun and he's gonna do some damage.
It's one of the things that scares me. When we come back, I want to lighten things up. I got a couple of things that'll make you smile on this Monday. Hang in there. Marty Griffin, just to kind of underline as we transition to another conversation here, when I mentioned that Trump wants 700,000 teachers to have guns, in terms of the size of militaries, active, it's actually fascinating. Active frontline personnel. So the United States, in terms of active frontline personnel, we have 1.4 million. All right. The Chinese government has 2.3 million. So that's two, right? India has 1.3 million. Okay. So that's the third largest military in terms of frontline personnel. So, and Russia has 766,000. So we'd be top five. That would be to have 700,000 active frontline personnel. That's what the teachers would be. You would have top five largest militaries on earth. How about that? Your teachers. Isn't that special? Wouldn't that give you a warm and fuzzy? 700,000. You think they'd have military exercises? I'm being serious. Wouldn't they have to have constant training? Wouldn't there have to be on the bigger schools with 4,000 students? I mean, wouldn't you have to have some sort of availability to a gun range on campus? I mean, if you want to keep them active? Not happening, folks. Not across the country. All right, I promise you I lighten things up. I have to do this. It's classic. It's absolutely entertaining to me, and I get a chuckle out of it. So every weekend, the PG has this TV Q&A, and they always ask these what I consider to be ridiculous, silly questions about TV people. Where they went, who cut their hair, people with too much free time, who watch much too much local news. And really, really, really dwell on the minutia. Here's one that had me chuckling yesterday morning. Why does Mike Clark, Channel 4, wonderful guy, really nice guy, Why does Mike Clark match his ties to the ladies' dresses? Noah was thinking about this. He asked me this morning. I didn't know, and here we have an answer. Why does Mike Clark match his ties to the ladies' dresses? Mm-hmm. This isn't a prom where you wear matching outfits. I don't like it. This is Mary in Pittsburgh. So, by the way, this happens more than you would think. I can't believe that. My wife gets emails regarding her hair and makeup. Susan Copen, same. These absurd, ridiculous observations about a hair color or a dress color or a necklace. Rude. These old ladies that get nasty. Why does Mike Clark match his ties to the ladies' dresses? So this woman sat at home and analyzed Mike Clark's ties. Channel 4. Wonderful guy, wonderful talent. This isn't a prom. So now she's angry. This is what she has to be angry about. Granny. This isn't a prom where you wear matching outfits. I don't like it.
Boy, wonder what she thinks of police officers. Wonder what she thinks of school uniforms. Wonder what she thinks of flight attendants.
Uh-oh. Letter carriers, professional teams, all of these folks who wear uniforms. Mike Clark, who's a gentleman, I'm not, responds kindly. Please tell Mary thanks for her loyalty in watching Pittsburgh's Action News 4. Oh, angry Mary gets a response. Uh-huh. Janelle Hall, another great person, absolutely wonderful, charming girl, big talent, great mom. Janelle Hall and I have received lots of positive viewer feedback on our color choices. Uh-huh. See, Mary, everybody isn't as angry. I made Noah's day today. I gave him a little birthday gift. Didn't I now? Yeah. A signed, autographed Susan Copen. Just a gorgeous picture, right? It's a little birthday treat for you. Made his whole day. He doesn't mind the color of the dresses she wears. Mary does. Mary minds that Mike Clark conspires with the other ladies to match his ties to their outfits. Mike writes, Janelle Hall and I have received lots of positive viewer feedback on our color choices. While we don't really match all the time, for example, we don't match tonight. Ha ha! Gosh, we do have conversations and send text messages to each other before work just to make sure we're on the same page and our colors don't clash. Again, Janelle and I thank you for watching. Uh-oh. See, now he's afraid to tell her the truth. He really is. He knows if he responds in a negative way, right, he will get pummeled, abused. Mary, get a life. Let me respond for him. Mary, get a grip. Who cares? Mary, why do you have so much free time? Why do you find that all the things that are presented in a newscast, of all of the things happening in the world today, that of all of the things happening in media, this is the best you can do, is lash out, suggesting that this isn't a prom when you're wearing matching outfits. I don't like it. And then you know what happened. Their boss, the Alan Parsons Project, Jim Parsons, news director, Channel 4, fantastic reporter, big talent. You know he went and said, hey, respond to this. Be nice to this lady. You know that's what happened. Then they had a big conversation. They called consultants. People are that worried about Mary these days. Hey, Mary, get a life. Who cares? I happen to match Noah today. Both have T-shirts. Both have either a shirt or a sweater on. And we didn't text or tweet or nothing, Mary. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine that people have this much free time. And I don't like it. You go, girl. Did Channel 4 meteorologist Ashley Daugherty recently get engaged? I noticed sparkles on her left hand. Phyllis wanted to know this. She got engaged and announced it in the morning show in early September. Congrats to her.
Deep. Real deep. We're getting real deep, folks.
Bum, bum, bum. Anybody out there like Bruno Mars? You? Love him. Kids love him. Wife loves him. What, he win 7 Grammys? Yeah. This is the course America's taken that upsets me. And it's this attack on Bruno Mars by minority groups suggesting that he appropriated. This is the new catchphrase. He appropriated. Soul music. So Bruno Mars spends 2 years on an album, skyrocketed to the top of the charts. He sells out every single tour. His upbringing, his success, everything about him is a fantastic American story. I took his name from Bruno Sammartino. Father loved him. He's been accused of appropriating soul music, that his music isn't real. This is so upsetting to me that this is what we decided to do. So any chef that cooks any other food that their mother didn't cook, that their mother didn't learn as a child, is appropriating. So for instance, if I were to own or open a Tex-Mex restaurant, I would be appropriating Tex-Mex food. If I were in a band, anything other than rock and roll, I would be appropriating any other music genre because I'm white and I listened to Pink Floyd growing up. I transitioned to soul music, which became my favorite music, and sung it as long as I had the ability to sing at all. So now we're being told that Bruno Mars appropriated soul music, stole it to create an album, and he shouldn't be allowed to do this. This is where we're at now in America. Last week when all of the students had the walkout to pay homage to those students killed in Florida, African Americans students in Philadelphia refused to participate, suggesting that they appropriated. The students in Florida appropriated their passionate plea to stop shootings in schools in Philly. Honestly, this is where we're at now. So you can't have a movement. You can't have an idea without somebody accusing you of stealing it. It's bizarre. It's sad to me. It's actually frightening and tragic that this is the place we're at. Elvis appropriated R&B, of course he did, right? Sure he did. Where'd he learn it? Couldn't have done it on his own. Where does it end? Happened in Pittsburgh. By the way, before I get past Stevie, Wonder jumps in on this appropriation ridiculousness. He calls a complete, total BS. I could care less about the Kardashians. This happened about a month ago. Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian family. They made an empire out of whatever they seem to do. They're zillionaires from whatever they seem to do. Kim Kardashian put her hair in braids, cornrows, however you want to describe it. I am not a hairstyle expert. She was accused by tens of thousands of people of stealing an African-American hairstyle. Honestly, she was ridiculed and abused. It's bizarre. Bo Derek and 10, she appropriated the hairstyle. About a week ago, the internet exploded when a site debated whether or not Bruno Mars is a cultural appropriator. This is where we're at now. There are some who believe the reason the 24K Magic artist took home Album of the Year at this year's Grammys is because he's a non-black musician who sings predominantly black music. This is where we're at now. This is how everybody gets dissected by those who don't appreciate their talent or what they're doing. scary to me. Others believe, given his Puerto Rican and Filipino background, making him a person of color automatically means he's not an appropriator. So there's some sort of committee out there who decides, well, you know, he did steal the music, but, you know, he's Filipino, kind of, and Puerto Rican, kind of, so he's kind of not white, so we might give him a pass. We'll have a vote later whether or not to try to destroy this man's career. This debate went on for days. TMZ caught up with Stevie Wonder in Beverly Hills, I guess yesterday. He was leaving some restaurant. Asked his comments on Bruno Mars. Stevie Wonder, the legend, the icon. Here's the thing, Stevie says. God created music for all of us to enjoy. So we cannot limit ourselves by people's fears and insecurities. He's a great talent. So all of the other stuff is just bull blank. He was inspired by great musicians and great artists and songwriters, so it's cool. They asked, if were Bruno Mars' real name Pete Hernandez, received his information from Merritt's him a pass, Wonder quickly corrected him by saying there's no pass being given because God created music for everyone. Good for you, Stevie. Restaurant group in the Berg that's opened several pretty successful restaurants wanted to open a restaurant that served fried chicken in East Liberty. They never got there. They didn't. They never opened the restaurant. They were abused by folks in this town who said they were cultural appropriators because they were white and wanted to open a chicken restaurant. So in Pittsburgh, if you're white, you can't open a fried chicken restaurant. This is where we're at now in our culture, in this place and time. They were accused of being appropriators. Joanne, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
This is my first time calling.
Welcome.
You. I've listened to you for years.
Thank you.
It just irritates me when I hear somebody talking about Bruno Mars like that. I'm a 71-year-old white woman, and I enjoy all kind of music, be it rock, pop, whatever it is. And I listen to him on the radio. If I'm in the car driving with my daughter, I'm sitting there dancing to his music, or when I'm cleaning the house, I listen to it. And my only comment about what people are saying is jealousy will get you nowhere. And people that are may comment that he's appropriating black music or whatever it was, they're just jealous.
So you know, we can't do anything. So if Marty Griffin owns a restaurant, I can only open a restaurant that it cooks Irish food. That's it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm a Polish person, Polish descent.
So if you open an Italian restaurant, you're appropriating Italian food.
I get protested on. Mm-hmm.
So let's shut down every Italian restaurant in the city that serves pizza unless there's a real Italian in the kitchen. It's ridiculous. What are we doing here? We're choking each other. That's inappropriate. It's as if there's some sort of a jury out there that changes seats every single day. And they're sitting there waiting for you to do something that they deem to be cultural appropriation. So, I, the only restaurant, if I were to open a restaurant that I could open would be an Irish restaurant. Now, it would be a stretch, but I could try Italian because I'm half Italian. But my mother wasn't from Italy, so I'd probably fail the board review. The only music I could record without the Cultural Appropriation Committee floating around out there would be what? Italian? Irish? I grew up with rock and roll. So I guess I could pull off a little Springsteen, but I'm not from Jersey. But if I wanted to try soul, please.
Culture appropriation. Donnie, I could do Donnie. Donnie Iris. It's true. Honestly, this is real. Check it out. Search it. Culture appropriation. Bizarre. Come on, man. Where we at? Bruno Mars. He's amazing. Maybe the best show my kids have ever seen. And me and the wife. And maybe I'm ignorant and I did not grow up in a minority community and I'm certainly not a minority. But man, it never crossed my mind. Man, he's stealing the black music. It's horrible. Could have said that about Elvis. Absolutely. Pat Boone, by the way, was accused of that. What are we supposed to do? I don't know. Where are we headed with this? So if anyone black owns a pizza shop, are they accused of cultural appropriation? I'm telling you, school kids in Philadelphia would not acknowledge the walkout last week of all of these kids across the country. Why? Because they said that they're not given the proper acknowledgement of the shootings in schools. Mac Miller, great point, Noah. Mac Miller, white rap artist. Squirrel Hill, Alderdice. Good kid, very creative. Culture appropriation. He stole rap music. What about Eminem? White, grew up in the hood in Detroit. 8 Mile, remember? Beastie Boys. Where does it end? No, really, where does it end? Where does this insanity stop? The one that really bugged me is because the restaurant group in Pittsburgh, they're good guys. They've opened a bunch of good restaurants. Darius Rucker, singing country. I don't know. Where does it end? Frederick Wright, I don't care who's frying the chicken as long as it's good. But I'm told we just don't get it. I really am. That's what I'm told. So we're not allowed to study any greatness of anything. Einstein's theories of relativity. If it leads to some breakthrough in technology, nah. Culture appropriation. You got to be German. Jewish. Scary. There's some sort of a cultural appropriation board out there that determines whether or not anything you do is legit based on your ethnicity. So Griffin can do Irish music or Irish food, anything else, done. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm always good, sir.
Well, my only comment is this, Marty, that, you know, the folks that are making claims about certain music is only black music and the fried chicken thing with the restaurant opening up and everything, doesn't it occur to those folks that what they're doing is they're stereotyping themselves,
right,
by making those claims?
Right. But they're
That's
saying what they're
I
saying is we're
say.
Stealing. They're saying we're stealing their greatness is what they're saying.
Well, as far as the fried chicken thing goes, I think maybe Colonel Sanders and the Kentucky Fried Chicken Company would have something to say about that.
I have no idea, but I think what we're doing here is we're making people angry at each other. All we're trying to do is listen to some music, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
right. And Stevie Wonder said it best. Good call. Thank you, sir. Uniontown. Stevie Wonder said it best. It's bull blank. All of it. Bill Sawyer, how dare the big burrito chain to have Mad Mex? Shut him down. He's right. It's bizarre, and it never ends. Never ends. It's kind of sad that you can't do your own thing. That the Cultural Appropriation Committee is standing by in attack mode. I just don't get it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.